Police carry a lot of important gear on their belts, handcuffs, tasers, pepper spray, but selfie sticks? Bountiful Police Detective John Jobert gave us a glimpse behind the curtain with an early morning social media video today. He was out checking the route for this afternoon's Bountiful Handcart Days parade.
Gonna start the day. I'm gonna go check some chairs, talk to some people, see what's going on. Had 6 cups of coffee. I got full can of mustache wax. Got my shorts on.
You can't see this on the radio, but it is on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by Any Hour Services. But Detective Jobert's mustache is on point. And he's with me live now at the KSL News Line. Hi.
How are you, sir?
Happy Pioneer Day weekend. Is it true you really do carry mustache wax?
I do. I had it ready in case someone was going to challenge me on that.
Okay, good. You're doing the virtual ride-along today on bike patrol, and you've been posting these videos on Twitter. What kind of response are you getting?
Really positive. That's what I've kind of seen lately, as I've tried to bring it a little more candid, add a more human touch to the whole thing. My whole goal is to get people to realize that they can trust us. If they trust us, they want to report things to us and want to work with us. And it's just an added bonus that I'm really having a lot of fun doing it.
And I'm having
a lot of fun with the responses.
I was watching them today, and I wasn't sure if you were being intense or kind of being tongue-in-cheek. Who are you?
That's a good question. I don't even know. And that's a fear, too, is I weigh a lot of things sometimes when I watch these videos. I'm like, people are going to know this is a joke, right?
Kinda. Well, the Handcart Days Parade is actually a very big deal in Bountiful. Since we have you on the line and you are excellent on the internet, what do people need to know if they're going to head up and watch tonight?
If you're going to head up and watch, start at 6 o'clock. Right now we've got 1800 South to 1500 South closed. At 5 o'clock we're closing 1500 South to 500 South. At 5:30, we're closing 500 South to 400 North and 200 West, where the parade ends. So it's probably going to be easier for you to park if you go wide and then come in from the east. A lot of the times the streets west of Main Street are going to get pretty congested. I remember getting stuck on Center Street a couple of years ago on the motorcycle. There was just no room to move. And if you want to avoid it, you're going to want to go wide as well. Take 2600 South take the 4th North exit and take 1000 North and go wide if you need to get to the east side.
How many people attend the parade? Do you do a crowd estimate?
I don't. I know that when we had the Stripling Warriors a couple of years ago, it was one of the biggest turnouts that we had had. And I know the year after seemed a little more subdued, but it's a pretty intense turnout. I'm proud to be a part of it. I've gone to other cities' parades, and then when I end up working ours, I'm pretty proud of how people interact and how people are coming to see what we have here in Bountiful.
Well, you're a pretty intense guy. Or you're not. You're still not sure. But you are now, having been on the radio, a multimedia personality. Thanks so much for joining us. Detective John Jobert, who will be out at the Bountiful Handcart Days Parade,